Late Night with Deanne, and we're here discussing this nightmare that we have in the United States. This is really serious, folks. You know, we were at the first hour talking about this hate crimes bill. We're talking about the fact that we had some semblance of people that had felt that they needed to protect the government through the mindset of a militia, which now is under tyranny gone. Our military men and women are all overseas fighting a war that we don't know will or if it will ever end. We have legislation getting passed all over the place for various laws that we don't really need because all these laws are already covered in the Constitution and within the various levels of federal and state laws. So, you know, the thing is that we, the people, are the ones that are responsible for this. And then when we, the people, decide that we have enough after we lost our homes, after we lost our jobs, because more jobs are leaving this country, by the way, after we have lost schools, and every part of the thing that made this nation great. And when we lose everything, will we really wake up and figure out that there's a possibility that FEMA might raise its head because of the fact that people might go to the street and start putting us in concentration camps? Look at the FEMA site. Look at, just go on the internet and Google FEMA and put prison camps, concentration camps, whatever, and you'll find a lot of information on that. Is that right, Bruce? Is that what you find out there? A lot of information?
Well, as a matter of fact, I haven't looked for that online. You know, after I talked to FEMA, I got the picture 20 years ago. And then, of course, you see what happens in a real emergency, what they do and can't do. So, you know, the FEMA is a Bush-Carter, you know, Carter started it, but really it's a Bush secret police, shadow government deal. They're the bully boys. I suppose you could call them anything. Maybe FEMA was going to be disbanded after Katrina, you know, because they didn't cover themselves in glory on that one. They're going to maybe become some other name. It doesn't matter. It's the government, you know.
It's the federal government.
Well, they've got 800 FEMA camps, and they're spending $400 million on more. And China and Russia have FEMA camps. I mean, one in China is for 15 million people. You know, that's a lot of people to kill.
Yeah.
Are you aware of Al Kuppet's information on the 102,000 three-story-high prisoner cars with shackles?
Oh, yeah. You know, we learned about that back in about 1994. They had these things, these white UN railroad cars. Yep. I've known about it.
Have you seen the guillotines in this country yet?
No, but I've heard about them. You know, I don't know if it's true, but it's probably true. You know, the point is, what are we going to do about it? And that's what I stand for. And that is the overthrow of this stinking government with a bunch of gangsters. And there's nothing, you know. And I think what I have to say is going to shock people. The Constitution is not our friend. You know, the Bill of Rights is our friend. The Declaration of Independence is our friend. These are great documents. The Constitution was crafted by Freemasons. Every one of those guys that put that thing together was a Freemason. And it was based on Freemasonic Lodge rules. So it was guys like Patrick Henry and George Mason, ironically, who said, look, you know, this is not a sound thing. This is not a sound document. We have to have some protection. And guys like Alexander Hamilton says, no, you just trust us. We know what we're doing. No. We're not going to trust you. We have to have some basic rights enumerated. And that's why we got the Bill of Rights.
I have to stop you here. We're going to break 800-313-9443 for callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with Bruce Campbell and my co-host, John Alastasis.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus,
What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, and this is Deanne. And we're with our guest, Bruce Campbell, and we're talking about this nightmare we're going through here. And I want to ask Bruce a question about Columbine and Virginia Tech. There's a parallel there. What do you see? I saw you wrote articles on Columbine, and we had this gentleman that was in Virginia Tech that claimed snapped and killed 32 people, 33, if you count himself. What do you think is going on with that in regards to students, kids in school, just, you know, blasting away, killing people? What is your opinion of that? Are you there? Bruce? He dropped off? I missed Bruce. He somehow dropped off. John, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Yeah, I wanted to ask him about the Columbine issue and the issue with, you know, the Virginia Tech issue.
Virginia Tech?
Yeah.
Well, my opinion is the information that I have is that Columbine was an orchestrated hit. It was done by our government as a test. The reason that came out is that outside there was like a dozen kids sitting out on the lawn that were shot, and one child was shot 12 times, a boy. And the trooper that saved him said, I'm not supposed to be saving you. And the boy heard that, and he lived. And so the parents were able to tell the other parents that the police officer said he wasn't supposed to be saving us. And if you remember, they didn't go in for about 5 or 6 hours, and that one guy even defied them by going in a skid steer bucket to the next floor to help some children out. And he was told he wasn't supposed to do that, but he defied him. Well, you stop me then, or you shoot me or something. But anyhow, as it was, it went to court, and in the middle of court, somebody brought a tape in that was from the FBI and another government agency, and it stated that the shooting won't start for another 2 hours. Uh-huh. And also, there's a book written by Bruce Haney on HAARP, and he stated that there was a circular cloud, and they were beaming the school with HAARP frequencies that day. They also had the children on Pat Prozac, and that was an orchestrated see if they can get somebody to do some mind control of MK Ultra.
I got Bruce back here. Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Bruce. I don't know how we got disconnected there for a minute, but we were talking here about the situation with Calibine in Virginia Tech, and I was wondering what your opinion was of the Virginia Tech issue and if it was a very close in relationship to what happened in Calibine.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I've said for years before it was recognized that all these people are on prescribed antidepressants. So I think they're all disasters waiting to happen. I'm sure there's more to it, but the tragedy is that Virginia has this right to carry and all this stuff, and except for that campus and all these crazy, creepy administrators were so proud that they made the campus gun free. And they must have been saying, "Where did he get the gun?"
Well, the thing that was amazing was there was three guns, not just two. I did some investigation on this, and he had two 9mm and 122. And I had a talk with somebody that is in one of the agencies, and I said it's kind of odd. You know, I would imagine if somebody was going to go in and shoot up a college campus, and the way he seemed pretty organized and thought to be on Prozac or whatever, to go calmly in the morning, kill a couple of people, come out and mail something out and, disappear for a couple of hours and then go back and start a spree again. Would you not imagine that he would use the same two pistols at the same time, the 9mm versus a 22? And used the two 9mm because the bullets are the same, and he would have been in a situation that he would have not have been able to be stopped. And because he had a 9mm, they allege, and 22, the bullets are not the same, so therefore he had to stop and reload and do stuff. So where was security? There was no security on the campus. So I go to college campuses out here all the time. There's security all over the place. In this particular situation, and same thing with Calibite, where is the security in these schools?
It was donut day.
Well, yeah, it was a security. The security was out there hiding behind trees with their bulletproof stuff on and their camouflage and their Kevlar helmets and their submachine guns. They were hiding out there waiting for the shooting to stop, which it did because he killed himself. But this is a scandal. This is a scandal. I mean, these guys are cowards. This is the cowardly nature of American men. We've become cowards. Both, I can't really judge the people who were being shot at inside the classroom. But what in the heck kept them from charging this maniac? What's to lose? I can guarantee you, if I were disarmed, sitting there at my desk, I'd be charging that guy. Even if I'm going to get shot in the head, I'm going to try, because otherwise I'm going to get killed. What's to lose? But everybody just apparently docilely allowed himself or herself to be drilled three times each.
It's amazing. And then the thing is, in the beginning, the story was this twisted love triangle, a three-way triangle was going on. And then he killed this girl because she basically eluded his tries for a relationship or whatever. And then now in the tabloid headlines and stuff, now they're saying he's gay. It makes no sense. sense, no rhyme or reason why he did this. And then it looks as though now they're saying his relatives are connected to some other high-tech institute that was involved with some things in various things with this federal government. So, you know, was he sent in and implanted in there to create another scenario at another college campus so they could put more security forces in and maybe change things around? It seems like he's a lone sleeper. I mean, it did not make a category to me of a person that snapped over a lover's triangle or a situation that he was disgruntled about work or school. This was somebody that was sent in there to do something. If that was him, they actually died. They said he was shot beyond recognition in the face, from what I understand.
Well, as you know, I dealt with a guy who was groomed by the government to do something like this. And my wife's a doctor, and we together teamed up to help this guy get out of the government's clutches. But he was being groomed to be an assassin.
Hello?
He was Timothy McVeigh's roommate and lived in Timothy McVeigh's house even after the bombing down in Arizona. So I'm familiar with how this is done. And this was done scientifically, as I mentioned to you on the telephone the other day. He was groomed for years and drugged by the Veterans Administration for years to do something along these lines. And luckily, we got him out of the program. But there must be hundreds and hundreds of these people roaming around that have been destroyed mentally by the government.
Well, how do they get in these programs? Where, you know, how are they chosen? Are they just, you know, random people or... You know, what makes them pick these people and put them into these programs?
Hold on one second. I'll tell you in this case. Hold on one second.
Do you have a copy of the program for this guy right here?
I'm on the phone. Let me get it to you. Okay. In the case of this guy, Mike Gadbaugh, you can look him up online and what we did. But he had hurt himself in the Navy during the Vietnam War. He banged his head, and after the war, he went to the University of Minnesota. He went to a psychologist in Minnesota where he lived, and she said, well, there's a program here at the University of Minnesota. We'd like to put you in. So he put into a three-month program, kind of a secret program that was conducted in the animal laboratory at the University of Minnesota for 3 months, and it's kind of like they set up a bunch of rooms for these seven patients, and they used ketamine, which is a dissociative drug. They used flashing lights and scenes of violence. And for 3 months, they messed these guys' minds up, men and women. And in Mike's case, I have a videotape of him experiencing a grand mal seizure along with the EKG in conjunction. You know, it's shown on his videotape of him lying in bed at the university. And they got all these wires hooked up to his head and his chest, and he's experiencing his first grand mal seizure, which they induced with ketamine and these flashing lights. Have you ever seen the Ipcress file with Michael Caine, an old movie? It's kind of like that, what they did to his mind. Then they implanted this idea that he'd been at the Saigon embassy helping the Marines, even though he was a sailor. He was at the embassy shooting Vietnamese off the fences they were trying to get over to save themselves, but he never was there. He said he had a Purple Heart, and he said he had Agent Orange poisoning on his, you know, his chest. He was never in the jungle. He was on a boat. He never got under the shore. But he had this idea. So, and the Veterans Administration gave him this idea, and they kept telling him, "Yes, yes, this is what happened to you." So, anyway, he had all these guns. He'd been a very very good artist, and he had all these wonderful antique pieces of furniture, but he sold them, and he bought all these junky guns and tons of ammunition. And every year or so, the cops would come to his place and bust him and make him stand outside against the cop car, and then they go in and check his guns. They put him on the dining room table and check the serial numbers and then take off. I said, listen, man, you got to get rid of these guns, you know? They got to go because the cops know you have them, and they want you to have them. Why do they want you to have these guns?
Well, hold that point. We're going to talk about that when we come back after this break. Late Night with Deanne. We have Bruce Campbell, 800-313-9443. Caller.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heat up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
And this is Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN. Folks, listen, need your help here. We're working on the POW-MIA issue for this event. It's September 21st, 22nd. Call me if you can volunteer. That number is 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782. I'm working with Bob and Bill Dumas, and also Vin Russo, Kevin. We also have Top Holland. We also have a number of other people that are signed on, and we need you to support this. We are a proactive group, and we are working to get men and women from foreign wars returned here to this country that are still being held as prisoners. So please call me at 630-930-9782. And we're here with Bruce Campbell. Bruce, before we went to break, we stopped at this really heavy part you were going to on this, and can you continue?
On which subject? I didn't hear you.
Oh, we were talking about the issue with the young man with the guns and being mind controlled, and you said that he had all these guns. They kept checking his guns, and you told that you told him to get rid of these guns. Now, why were they checking his guns all the time? What was the mystery behind this?
Well, I mean, going to go back farther, after this experimental 3-month program he did at the University of Minnesota, which was conducted by Dr. Jolyon West. You know, this is the infamous CIA psychiatrist that dealt with LSD, and he dealt with mind control and all this stuff for many, many years. He was involved with, he interviewed Jack Ruby and said there was no conspiracy. I think he interviewed Sirhan. And, of course, Chandra Levy, who was an intern at the Bureau of Prisons, where she was killed, apparently noted that he had visited Timothy McVeigh at El Reno Federal Pen in Oklahoma 19 times, I believe. So, and McVeigh said, you know, when he got arrested, that he had an implant in his rear end, and that Jolyon West was his control. But, you know, that I remember hearing that, and it, so anyway, that kind of disappeared. But here we got Mike Gadbaugh, who was also conditioned by Jolyon West years and years before McVeigh. And then Gadbaugh and McVeigh are living together in near Kingman, Arizona. So I said to Gadbaugh one day, I said, how did you meet Timothy McVeigh? Well, he said, let's see. He said, he said we were introduced by the VA, well, by the Disabled American Veterans, which is run by the VA. I said, well, he said, that's funny, you know, because I think about it now, McVeigh was not disabled. I'm not sure why he was at the Disabled American Veterans thing all the time.
That's
he was working for this. Pardon?
That's really interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So McVeigh worked for one of these guys, Tom, somebody. It's in my article. He worked for this. He did odd jobs for this VA guy. So Gadbaugh said that because what I was interested in was trying to solve this murder mystery at Oklahoma City. That's why I went to see him. He said that Andrea Strassmeyer was at the house there, the Adobe house where they lived. So Strassmeyer, you know, is the evil genius, probably a Mossad agent working for Morris Dees in Montgomery, Alabama, working for the Justice Department. I mean, he's a real fink. And he was probably behind the bombing. And here he was visiting with McVeigh in this adobe. So, you know, you ought to read the article. It's quite interesting, the things that he
How can people find this article? Can you give them the site?
Yeah, it's online. You just do a Google on Gadbaugh, which is G-A-D-B-A-W, Campbell, my name, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. And you'll come up with these two articles. One is called, the first one's called 9/11 OKC Connections or something, and the other one is called Escape from MK Ultra, the second one.
Well, they're
very scary.
It's amazing, you know, the amount of money that they're using, public money, to orchestrate these kind of situations, the hits, kills, mind controls and stuff coming out of the government. And nobody's
well, I mean, yeah, the money is unlimited. As we see, I mean, if Dov Zakheim can lose $2.4 trillion, then we know the money is no object. I mean, they just, it's not the kind of money we think about. You know, they have everything they need. They just don't have our cooperation. And that's what they can't get. And they're going to kill a lot of us to try to get it. You have to understand that. They're going to give us what kind of disease or whatever it takes to get us to comply. It may be a food shortage. They say, okay, yeah, we got food. If you have give us your guns, you know, we'll give you some food. So, I mean, they got ways. And we just have to say no. No, 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 no. And a bad person, die now. You have to die because you're evil. You're so criminal and evil. There's no getting on your good side. You know, there's no trying to rehabilitate you people. You are so rotten. You have to go. That's my message.
You must have... If you ever send a FOIL into the Freedom of Information Act to the government, you'll probably get a...
Oh, I did. I did years ago, and they said, yeah, we got some stuff on you. It's going to take about 4 years, though, because there are so many people ahead of you. It's fine. So every year they'd write me back, FBI write me back. So, yeah, we're still working on it. You still want it? Yep, still want it. But finally, they just gave up, and I never got it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back and on our next break. The Dan Burley Show on Truth on RBNLive.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake.
Hi, we're back, and it's late night with Deanne. Here on RBN Live, and we're here with our guest, Bruce Campbell, and we're with John Alastasis. And the thing is that this scenario, you know, I can't believe we've gotten into this so far that it almost looks like we cannot reverse this, Bruce. I mean, it's so much amount of incredible evil that's coming out of various agencies within the government. I mean, people using mind control techniques on people, people taking people and making them criminals. I mean, setting up with drug stings, telling them they have to go sleep with people, marry them, or whatever, to act as counterintelligent agents to basically take down certain individuals in the government. I mean, all of this stuff is waste and spending, and it is all a situation we're funding and allowing them to do crime and corruption against the American population.
Yeah, we're paying for it. I mean, we're paying for everything, and we don't seem to have the guts to say no. You know, need some tough love here. on these crazy bastards.
I mean, and then you have the situation currently. Now, I've been talking to somebody last week, and they were saying right now they're moving nuclear material out of the nuclear power plants and things on the major highway. And that, to me, is very dangerous to people living in those towns, if there's something that might happen on these trips then. And so, again, you know, we're paying for it, and nobody is conscious of the dangers and threats. Now, if you don't believe me, folks, hey, this is what's called. They have, through the government, it's called NNSA, National Nuclear Security Administration, and they have jobs for the Office of Secured Transportation. It's through the federal agency. The job pays about $47,000 a year, and you get to work as, I don't know what grade you would be, but they're looking for people right now. And one of the things that says on there that you have to work irregular hours, personal risk, explosions. Is the thing at hand, and what you have to watch out for bad weather and around the clock travel. Now, this is a job they have in the government right now for somebody to move nuclear material out of power plants. I don't know where they're taking it, you know, but the thing is, I mean, this is going on regular railroads and on transportation modes such as expressways and stuff. And the thing is that, you know, we're allowing this. We're allowing all this stuff. It's us. It's not them. They're doing this stuff, but why are we allowing them to use our money to do this?
Well, that's
Bruce,
a good point.
What do you think about this?
That's a good point. You know, I think the nuclear materials are probably going to the munitions makers, and then we're blasting these people in Iraq with tons and tons of what they call depleted uranium weapons, and these bullets are so dense with this uranium tip, or actually the whole bullet is uranium, and it's so dense that it goes through anything like a hot knife through butter. But unfortunately, as we know, it causes this horrible, horrible poisonous dust after it hits the tank or whatever. And now Iraq is totally irradiated. And I think we talked about this. Soldiers are all totally poisoned by this uranium. So, I mean, we've been using nuclear weapons all this time for 10, 12 years or 13 years against the Iraqis. And we're preparing to use real nukes, you know, the big deal, on the Iranians. So I guess...
Now, they have allowed in immigration, too, that all these people from various places in the Middle East come here. And they're serving food, they're in various places, and, you know, they have been impounded with radiation. So, you know, back in the old school radiation thing, and I worked in a laboratory dealing with, you know, biological research and stuff, and, you know, radiation is the thing that is, if a person's contaminated, another person can get radiation poisoning from a person that they might be in the room with them, depending on the level and the density and weight of amounts of radiation they have in their system. So the thing is, you got folks over here, you don't know what they have.
Yeah. And, of course, we got the anthrax. You know, the anthrax is another thing. Of course, I think you realize that probably the guy who got the anthrax out of the lab was this guy named Philip Zack. Also, another Zionist character who was trying to frame an Arab or some kind of Muslim guy working in the lab. But it's Zach. This Philip Zach is the guy that stole the anthrax. So
did he just happen to give it to congressmen?
Yeah, well, he gave it to Dash. You know, they sent it to Daschle, who resisted Bush on the Patriot Act. They sent it to Leahy, who also resisted the Patriot Act, and they were against the war. And then they sent it to the National Enquirer and killed that guy who they say had some photos of George W. Bush and homosexual photos. So they had to get rid of him. So anyway, I mean, we're talking about mass murderers. Whatever weapon they use, or uranium or anthrax or bullets or poison or starvation, you know, the favorite method of the people like the Bolsheviks, and that's what, you know, we got this guy named Michael Chertoff, who is the head of FEMA, right around Homeland Security. He's over FEMA. He's the big cheese of security. Now, he's another rabbi, another Israeli citizen, and he's in charge of Homeland Security. Well, these people, you know, his mother was a big-time Mossad woman, I guess. You know, he was one of the early Mossad people. And here, he's in charge of our national security. And these people are so dangerous.
Oh, I'm sorry. There was another phone going off. It's okay.
You know, their favorite method of killing large numbers. You know, I was poisoned twice by these people in Las Vegas. They nearly killed me.
How were you poisoned? How were you poisoned?
They put some stuff on my steering wheel. First of all, my truck was vandalized. My wife's car was vandalized. We lived in a big apartment complex in Las Vegas, right near the Strip. And out of 1,000 people in this place, our two cars were the only ones vandalized. Well, in all the excitement, I didn't obviously notice there was something on my wheel or someplace. But within a day, I became very sick. My kidneys were starting to fail. Luckily, I was married to a doctor who understood. I didn't say anything about poisoning. I never said, hey, I'm poisoned. I never even dreamed of it the first time. It took about a month to recover, and she used all kinds of things on me. And also burned my genitals very badly because I didn't know I had the stuff in my hands. So she cured that kidney problem. And then about 2 months later, we did it again. But this time I got in my truck and I put my hands in this greasy stuff all over the steering wheel. Oh, my God, what is that? So I had a shop rag and I wiped the wheel.
Greasy.
My hand.
Yeah.
Greasy. I didn't notice anything the first time with the vandalism.
That's
but this time,
you
know, so yeah. I wiped
all
my hands,
experience.
But it didn't do any good. So again, you know, same symptoms, only worse. I was very, very sick for over a month, 6 weeks, and the same burn and a total, you know, screwed up problems from that, and which lasts to this day. That was in 2003.
Did you have skin rashes, lesions? Did you have, problems with thyroid and things like that?
No, just the kidneys and the actual physical burn on my tallywhacker. You know, at the time, it wasn't as serious as the kidney problem, which I thought was going to kill me. But that was cured. But since then, you know, it's become a problem. It's just a constant thing. So this is what they do. These guys, that's how they got Yasser Arafat. It just came out, I think, last year Sharon told Bush that he wanted to poison Arafat. And Bush says, okay. I mean, that was in the press. That was in the Jerusalem Post or something. So he poisoned Arafat. Well, this is their way. You know, this is what we have to be aware of. This is the way these guys operate.
They send people in. This guy, this alleged attorney out here, was in a car following me in Hinsdale. I took it to the police department, and he's pointing kind of a device at me through his car. And it was headed, it looked like a camera, but it wasn't. It had a long type of thing to it. It could have been a gun. I don't even know what it was, but I think it was some kind of frequency device or something, and it made me yell. I took that to the police. And then my son, he was at home, and there was some dead animal they threw outside my home, and he came out with a biological level of pneumonia and blacked out. 24 hours after coming in contact with this animal outside my house that was lodged right by my air duct. So, you know, this stuff is what they do out here, folks, with your tax dollars, my dollars. You know, there's a pack of cigarettes you're paying $10 for. They take that money and they use it to terrorize people and do these, hideous, horrible acts to people, you know, that are citizens trying to report the truth.
Well, I got the third time, you know, by this time I was wiping all surfaces of my car that I might touch, my truck, I mean, with alcohol. You know, I had a rag and I put rubbing alcohol on everything, no matter what, every day, no matter when. So the third time I got in the truck and sure enough, they got it again. I was parking it near the guard shack and I said, hey, you know, I think somebody's messing with my truck, so can you kind of keep an eye on it? Okay. But I couldn't always park near this place. So one time they got it again. But no, I'm wiping all surfaces with alcohol, and I saw it again. So I went to the police, and just then I got an emailed death threat from this guy named Bill Maniacci, who is the new head of the Jewish Defense League. after Herb Rubin died, Maniacci took it over. So he sends me a death threat by email. So I go to the cops, finally, the Las Vegas PD. I said, look, here's what's happening to me. And here, look at this. You know, I got this death threat from Maniacci. Well, I emailed Maniacci back. I said, okay, I got you. Been to the cops. I know what you're doing to me. You're trying to kill me. You nearly did kill me. But I'm still here, and I'm going to get you. So the threat stopped. The attack stopped. But the cops wouldn't obviously do anything against the Jewish Defense League. Now, I'm not saying they did it, because my wife said, well, you know, we got six Israelis living in this apartment complex. And she pointed them out to me all the time. She said, I think those are the guys, you know. They're looking at you funny, and those are the guys. Okay, fine. Because, you know, this is the way they operate. They kill Palestinians this way. They kill everybody. Now, that's their way on individuals. On large populations, their favorite way is starvation. They did it in Ukraine. They did it in the Soviet Union when they were in charge there. They are doing it in Palestine. They're starving people to death. Why? Because it doesn't cost anything. And it's a horrible way to die. And that's what they do. So, you know, this is what we're up against. Get ready. And if we have food shortages, well, you know, under Bill Clinton, it's just a coincidence, I'm sure, but every single cabinet officer at one point or another during the Clinton administration was Jewish. Now, what does a guy named Mike Glickman know about agriculture? Why would you make a guy named Mike Glickman the Secretary of Agriculture? Did he ever have a farm? Does he know anything about food? But that's what we're faced with, is mass shortages of food coming. So let's be somehow we have to prepare and not starve to death, because that's what they have in mind for us.
Well, I can see it. It's happening all around us. I'm a farmer, and I can tell you that the CED reports, which is a community economic development from the 1940s, was to shut the farms down and bring the farmers to the cities. And it's just happening.
Yeah, and we got Monsanto, or, you know, with these suicide seeds. You don't have a seed crop anymore. You got to buy the seeds every year from these people. You know, that's evil. Those are genetically modified seeds. Our bees have disappeared. Why? Probably because of genetically modified crops. They can't operate on these crops, so they die.
Well, they're also genetically modifying insects. That's what I worked in a laboratory,
yeah.
And they were involved with genetically modifying bugs, you know, for whatever purpose, with other genetic material from other species. So, you know, the thing is, this is like a Frankenstein movie gone mad. And we have a caller. Caller, are you there? Caller?
Hello.
Oh, hi, Eddie. Eddie from Georgia.
How are you?
Okay, how are you doing? And welcome to the Dan Broley Show.
Yes, I listen to you all the time, honey.
Oh, well.
I don't call often, but I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You got a good program. Now, the reason I called is this. Before I go into anything, there's one thing you have to understand. Most people do not realize there is a document out called...
Can he speak up?
Freedom from War. It's State Department document 7277. Now, under Freedom from War, there is rules, okay? And one of the international rules of behavior, which I have surmised to be, anyway, I could be wrong, but I don't think so, is that they have three rules of behavior. One is to eliminate tobacco and tobacco products completely. The other is to eliminate alcohol and alcoholic products completely. And the third one is to eliminate Christianity. To put it blunt, to eliminate religion, communism, and atheism altogether at one time. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, this is exactly what is going on, and they're doing it by pitting one religion against the other. And the reason they do that is because what's your two largest religions? Your two largest religions are Muslims and Christians. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. So how do you destroy religions? You go after the first two largest religions there is, and they've started with the Muslims. All right? Now that they started with the Muslims, the second largest religion is Christians. Now, the largest collection of Muslims is over where we're fighting now, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, in Iran, and so on and so forth, if you're following me.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, so far since the war started over in Iraq, there have been 1.7 million Muslims killed, men, women, and children. And this is what is not addressed. In the meantime, they're pitting out stories about different religions like Zionism and that, which is trying to destroy, you know, the other religions, and they're talking about the Catholic religions being involved in everything that's going on, which can be true. Or
are we going to hold you off one more time? And it's got one last break here. We'll be right back.
You want me to hold
RBN
over?
And
yes, please hold on, and we'll be right back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Late Night with Deanne here on RBN, and we're with our guest, Bruce Campbell. We were talking to one of our listeners here. I wanted to find out from all persons here before the show comes to end, what do you all feel about this hate crime bill? Do you think it's good or evil? Do you think it's going to be a good situation or bad? Bruce, how do you feel about it?
Well, I guess the point is that the word hate, when used by these guys, and who are the people pushing hate crimes bills? It's Abe Foxman, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, Morris Dees, all these Jewish people who are trying to get us not to talk about Jews because they call the truth, you talk about the truth, they call that hate. So that's what we're up against. If you tell the truth, you're a hater. And so they're trying to outlaw any criticism, and that's a very dangerous thing. So we must, keep saying, no, you people are wrong, we're right, you're evil, and we're going to get you. That's the whole deal.
Okay. The next person here, my caller, what do you feel about the hate crime legislation? Are you for or against it?
Well, the hate crime legislation is strictly to take away freedom of speech. Because if they pass the hate crime legislation, that means only one thing. It means that it is a hate crime if you disagree with anything.
Indeed. Indeed.
Okay. Now, before I get off, I want to say one thing, okay?
Uh-huh.
It is very important for people to realize that what is going on now is a fight. It's a fight for survival. I mean, this is just my opinion. I've been studying this for a long time. And this is a fight for our survival. There is no question about it.
You think we'll make it? You think that us as a society, will we make it?
I'll tell you. This is exactly the way I feel. Either everybody gets smart, or we all go down the tubes together. Now, everybody's talking about 9/11. Everybody's talking about all the things that the government has done. What nobody is talking about is what the government is doing on a daily basis that is going to entrap us permanently. This is a smart move. There's an old saying, if the enemy wants to do something, they get you concentrated on something and get you going real good about it so that you won't realize what is going on in the background. And they are doing it beautifully. Because while everybody talks about 9/11, the Twin Towers, and about Iraq, and about Iran, and about religions, on a daily basis, they are building more civilian detention camps, and they've got enough now to hold over 200 million people. And nobody is talking about that. Nobody is realizing that we are being surrounded by civilian detention camps. And when we supposedly get hit by an attack, they'll declare martial law and put us all into camps, and goodbye.
And doesn't that sound exactly like what happened in Adolf Hitler's Germany? Isn't that exactly what happened?
Well, you know what? A funny thing about that, I went to a grocery store today, and today they had a bunch of kids in military uniforms called Challenge, and they were bagging all the groceries for the people, so that they could collect donations, so that they could, it would pay for them to take kids and put them in military school. They didn't say what military school, number one. Number two, because they were doing that, all the handicapped people that normally work at the grocery store